Start at this next groove and always place your parakeet near enough so that he can plainly hear the inflection and sound of every word.
Hello, hello, baby. Hello, hello, baby.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound?
Listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, bringing you Can't Stop the Music from 9 to 11 on Sunday nights, following yet another fabulous edition of If Music Could Talk with DJ Carlito. Happy to be here, as I always am, and always big shoes to fill as DJ Carlito moves it on out. So this week we've got a lot on our minds here at Can't Stop the Music. Of course, we always have a lot on our minds. But we're going to start with covers. We're going to make sure we pay a little attention to the passing of Kate McGarrigle and also the newest senator in Massachusetts taking the people's seat. So anyway, hang tight, enjoy, and I'm going to have that post up at WRIR.org. I've got some nice images, a little video for you. If you have something nice to say, you can give me a call in the studio at 804-649-9737. But hang tight and enjoy Can't Stop the Music.
Bye. opp mannen er laget av mål. Men en fattig kar er av hud og av hold. Hud og hold, av bein og blod. Er også veik, men er rik så god.
Giving, I can feel the tension building in you. think about you. Think about love. Darling, won't live without you and your love. If I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, yeah, I would wrap you in the heaven. Feel it dying,
dying all the way.
Feel like making love to you. Baby, if I think about you, think about love. Darling, if I live without you, without love. And if I had the sun and moon and they were shining, yeah, I would give you both night and day, real satisfied, yeah. Feel like making love to you. And if I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, yeah, I would wrap you in the heaven. Feel it dying,
dying all the way.
Thank you. you weren't looking, I did a cannonball. Did a cannonball. This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. Moved my arms around.
Well, we started this episode of Can't Stop the Music off as we always do with covers. The first cover there was Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing Over the Rainbow from Me First and the Gimme Gimmes Are a Drag. After that, a little Scandinavian country music from Guggen Sextanton. Freak Water with You've Never Been This Far Before. Hazy Dixie with Feel Like Making Love from Let There Be Rockgrass. And we ended up with Kate and Anna McGarrigle off of their first record, Swimming, a song written by Kate's former husband, Loudon Wainwright III. And they, Kate McGarrigle passed away this year, this week at 63. And their, you know, first records came out in the 70s, and they did these just lovely songs, and they had this wonderful way of singing together. And their songs were recorded by a number of really interesting people. Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris and Maria Muldaur really relied on them for a lot of creative energy as well as songwriting. And these are just songs that were really beautiful. And I just did not want to let that passing go without some note. And I have a few songs from the sisters that I want to play for you. But first I want to tell you about Say Love. WRAR is sponsoring the Say Love production, Love and Hate, at Gallery 5 this Friday and Saturday, January 29th and 30th at 8 p.m. These entertaining and thought-provoking events feature film, music, dance, spoken word, and theater performances in celebration of the triumphs and struggles of the LGBT community. Gallery 5 is located at 200 West Marshall Street in Jackson Ward. For more information about Say Love, visit gallery5arts.org, Facebook, or email sayloveensemble@gmail.com. I also want to let you know that this program is sponsored in part by founding underwriter Sticky Rice, serving American and Pan-Asian entrees in a friendly, eclectic atmosphere. Sticky Rice is open for lunch daily. Each weekend, Sticky Rice chef prepares a creative brunch menu in addition to regular lunch selections, serving 7 days a week, 11:30 a.m. until the wee hours, 2232 West Main Street in the Fan. Sticky Rice, 804-358-7870. So just to give you an opportunity, you know, if you look up on the post on WRIR.org, you'll see that in addition to the most newly elected male model, and you click through to read more, I've got a really nice video of Kate and Anna McGarrigle performing together, and also a link to the obituary in the New York Times. Much heralded Canadians wrote some beautiful songs. I'm going to play a couple of them here. You know, they wrote Heart Like a Wheel, which is great, and I'm not going to play, but I am going to play Work Song and a few others, so enjoy.
Back before the blues were blue, when the good old songs were new, songs that may no longer please us, but the darkies about Jesus. We'll be right back.
je me roule, roule. Qu'il en a, je m'en vais rouler en fil à ma quenouille.
I'm going back.
Kate and Anna McGarrigle, I always find their harmonies and their rhythms almost heartbreaking. That's from Metapedia. I'm going back to Harlan, where they name check some of the most well-known traditional, primarily British folk songs. Before that, from their French record, Enfilant ma quenouille. And that song's a traditional spinning song. They didn't write that one. And it's, you know, about getting married off, but it's also a work song. And the rhythm of the spinning. And before that, from Love Over and Over, a song called The Work Song, which has been covered and recorded and made well-known by a variety of people. Kate McGarrigle died last week at 63. She and her sister always lived within a couple of hours of each other, recorded together. They wrote songs individually, but then sometimes they'd flesh them out together and would alternate singing lead, and then just had these amazing harmonies and had really strong careers. And in that family, that's her children, Martha Wainwright and Loudon Wainwright the IV, grew up. And there's often her kids in the early days would perform backing them up, and now she would often perform in recent years supporting her own children. So I think makes me sad to think about such a creative and beautiful voice vanishing. So I am P. Swan. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. It's 9:31 here at WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I will be here until 11 o'clock, bringing you what's going to start right now is bubbly, cheesy goodness. We've had our emotional, sentimental moment and, you know, honored a fine song tradition, and now we're just going to descend into just jolly silliness. This is from David Rawlings' new record. He's operating under the name David Rawlings Machine, but you will clearly recognize Gillian Welsh in there with him. Another pair that just has amazing harmonies and really two voices that fit so comfortably together. This is Sweet Tooth.
Sweet tooth, crying shame. Sweet tooth, crying shame. Sweet tooth, crying shame. Gotta feed the sweet tooth 10 times a day just to hear the wind blowing on a windy day. Cairo Hall, it's a mean old town. Cairo Hall, it's a mean old town. Cairo Hall, mean old town. That's what my Uncle John told me when the sweet tooth got him down. And it's a slow ride on the Santa Fe. It's a slow ride on the Santa Fe. It's a slow ride on the Santa Fe. Crawling like a bear underneath the chair looking for the sweet tooth. And there's a pole in the bean in the dining car. There's a pole in the bean in the dining car. There's a pole in the bean in the dining car. Said it's so hard to wait sitting on a plate. I wish I was a candy bar. Brother, to Sister Sue. Said little brother, to Sister Sue. Oh, I got a sweet tooth for the tooth fairy, and I'm working on a cavity. I wanna be a honey, but I got a sweet tooth. I wanna be a honey, but I got a sweet tooth. I wanna be a honey, but I got a sweet tooth. I wanna be a honey, but I got a sweet tooth. I wanna be a honey, but I got a sweet tooth. I wanna be a honey, but I got a sweet tooth. I ask you once, I wanna ask you twice. Come and be my sugar daddy, I'll treat you nice. Said the lily bird to the to the honeybee. Said the lily bell to the honeybee. Said the lily bell to the honeybee. Oh, I'd do anything in this dog mighty world if you're giving to your sweet tooth. Said the soothsayer to the candy cane. Said the soothsayer to the candy cane. Said the soothsayer to the candy cane. Oh, honey, let me try you one more time. I'll tell you it tastes the same. When I'm going to the doctor, gonna pull my sweet tooth. I'm going to the doctor, gonna pull my sweet tooth. I'm going to the doctor, gonna pull my sweet tooth. I'm going to the doctor, gonna pull my sweet tooth. I'm going to the doctor, gonna pull my sweet tooth. I'm going to the doctor, gonna pull my sweet tooth. But I said, oh, Sunday, and there's nothing left to do but pray. Oh, come on, give me some of that Novocaine. Come on, give me some of that Novocaine. Come on, give me some of that Novocaine. Oh, come on, give me some of that Novocaine. Come on, give me some of that Novocaine. Come on, give me some of that Novocaine. Keep the sugar coming through the candy straw. I don't want to feel the pain. Tooth on the string. String on the knob. Tooth on the string. String on the knob. Tooth on the string. String on the knob. Well, water better make me well, cause my sweet tooth's hurting like a ringing bell. And there's an angel in the attic, sugar on top. There's an angel in the attic, sugar on top. Oh, pretty please, sugar on top. Well, when I die, sweet tooth in hand, I'm begging Peter, send me to the candy lane. I'll meet the king of candy at a quarter to two. I'll meet the king of candy at a quarter to two. I'll meet the king of candy at a quarter to two. I'll meet the king of candy at a quarter to two. I'll meet the king of candy at a quarter to two. I'll meet the king of candy at a quarter to two. He's seen my sweet tooth by and by, and instead of got something gonna satisfy. Sheep's in the meadow, wolf's in the house. Sheep's in the meadow, wolf's in the house. Sheep's in the meadow, wolf's in the house. The candy's in the hand of the candy man, and the sweet tooth's in my
WRIR is celebrating 5 glorious years of radio for the rest of us. And on February 5th, you're invited to the party for the rest of us. We will have live music from some of Richmond's finest, including Hex Orchest, The Hot Dams, Amazing Ghost, Long Arms, Photosynthesizers, and Black Liquid. Turnstile Sound System and WRIR DJs will be spinning in 2 rooms. Plus, Native American group Ya Ta Nund will open the night with traditional powwow drumming, singing, and dance. There will be WRIR raffles along with food, beverages, and birthday cake. The party starts at 7 p.m. and goes until midnight on First Friday, February 5th at the magnificent Renaissance Ballroom, 107 West Broad Street. Donation is just $10 and all proceeds benefit WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. For more information, visit WRIR.org.
Bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. He got one eye red and the other one blue. The big old bug drinking all my brew. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Bartender, he drinking up all the foam. Hey, bartender, he drinking up all the foam. You better tell that old bug he better leave my beer alone. Well, hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. He got one eye red and the other one green. The biggest old bug I ever seen. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. I want you to know. Hey, bartender, there's one thing I want you to know. Well, every time I go to take a sip, the big old bug tries to bite my lip. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer.
Eddie Pennington, standing in with Warner Williams.
3 Wishes, sung by Madame Tamita. Bring me your rusted typewriter. Bring me your gold absinthe. Bring me your cigarette paper. Bring me match cover. Bring me your magic lantern and bring your Victrola too. Bring me a bottle of day and I'll bring 3 wishes to you. Bring me a bottle of day and I'll bring. For an umbrella, for gold coins above from the tree. Second is for a sign painter, the name up upon the mark. Third wish is for a lamplighter, guide your dreams all the night long. And for a girl who will lay next to you, one who will sing you songs. And for a girl who will lay next to you, one who will sing you songs.
Here all your life?
Not yet.
Hey, farmer, where does this road go?
Been living here all my life, it ain't gone nowhere yet.
Hey, farmer, how do you get to Little Rock?
Listen, stranger, you can't get there from here.
You said that mud hole weren't very deep.
Only comes up to here on my ducks.
Hey, farmer, when you gonna fix that leaking roof?
Oh, stranger, when it's raining, it's too wet to fix it. And when it's dry, it's just as good as any man's house.
Hey, farmer, you're not too far from a fool, are you?
Just a barbed wire fence between us.
Hey, farmer, you don't know very much, do you?
No, but I ain't lost.
That fine ditty from Michelle Schock's Arkansas Traveler, obviously the travel title cut there. And before that, Madame Palmita from Madame Palmita's Waxworks, Three Wishes, Warner Williams and Eddie Pennington with Hey Bartender, There's a Big Bug in My Beer, R. Crumb and His Cheap Suit Serenaders with Singing in the Bathtub, and starting us off, David Rollins Machine new record, Sweet Tooth. I am P. Swan. It is 9:49 here at WRIR LP FM 97.3 Richmond, Virginia. This is Can't Stop the Music, where we put our ear to the keyhole of culture and am always stunned by what's there. It never ceases to amaze me. If you have something nice to say, you can give me a call in the studio at 804-649-9737. You can check out my post. I have a great centerfold of America's most newly elected senator and some nice video under when you click read more in the playlist. All those things there just for you. Coming up next, we're going to keep reaching in that grab bag. Terry McGovern with Beam Me Up, Scotty.
Life sure is boring down here on Earth. It's all full of work and no thanks. The rich folks get richer and the poor still are poor, and the middle class works for the banks. So beam me up, Scotty, oh beam me up, Scotty. Life's full of troubles below. Beam me up, Scotty, oh beam me up, Scotty. I'd like to get up and go. My wife left me Thursday and took my new car. She left me the kids and the bills. Let's swing to a planet near some distant star. You could cure all of my ills. Beam me up, Scotty, oh beam me up, Scotty. Life's full of troubles below. Beam me up, Scotty, oh, beam me up, Scotty. I'd like to get up and go. I'll realize the enterprise can civilize the savage beast that beats within my heart and calm me down. Cock the spark to Captain Kirk, I'll do my work. Oh, please deport me, won't you teleport me up, off the ground. Beam me up, Scotty, oh, beam me up, Scotty. Full of troubles below. Beam me up, Scotty, oh beam me up, Scotty. Life's full of troubles below. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah. Dee-woo, dee-woo, dee-swap-a-doo.
Let's ascend up and see the
storm. Dee-woo, 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 dee-swap-a-doo.
Let's ascend up and see the storm.
Dee-woo, 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 dee-swap-a-doo.
Let's ascend up and see the storm.
Dee-woo, dee-woo.
I was born full-growed with 9 rows of jaw teeth and holes bored for more. They was spurs on my feet and a rawhide quirt in my hand. And when they opens the chute, I come out a-riding a panther and a-roping longhorn whales. I've rode everything with hair on it, and I've rode a few things that was too tough to grow any hair. I've rode bull moose on the prod, she-grizzlies, and long bolts of lightning. Mountain lions are my playmates, and when I feel cold and lonesome, I sleeps in a den of rattlesnakes, 'cause they always makes me nice and warm. To keep alive, I eat stick dynamite and cactus. The Grand Canyon ain't nothing but my beanhole. When I get thirsty, I drink cyanide cut with alkali. When I go to sleep, I pillow my head on the Bighorn Mountains. I lay my boots in Colorado, and my hat in Montana. I can stretch out my arms clean out from the Crazy Woman Fork plumb over to the upper Grey Bull River. My bed tarp covers half of Texas and all of old Mexico. But there's one thing for sure and certain, and if you boys wants to know, I'll tell you that I'm still a long way short of being the daddy of them all, 'cause he's full growed, and as any man that really knows can see, well, boys, I ain't nothing but a young'un.
Do you know something that I don't know?
Hi, this is Michael Hurst from the band One Ring Zero. When I'm in town, I listen to 97.3 FM WRIR in Richmond, Virginia. Incidentally, since I'm a geek, I also listen to it on the internet at WRIR.org.
FM LP FM Richmond Independent Radio. I am P. Swan. This is Can't Stop the Music. You've been reaching into the grab bag. That was Eva Moon with Strategic Fit. The Neville Brothers with the titles cut from Yellow Moon. Harry Jackson with some cowboy brag talk. Cliff Baldwin, who you'll remember from having been on my show late last fall with a new little concoction, Lallingham. And Terry McGovern started us off with Beam Me Up, Scotty. His plea given economic distress. Got just a little bit more than, a little less than an hour, and then Bill Farrell will be coming up with Stunted Development, and there is no finer way to keep your Sunday night going right along. Well, you know, people couldn't miss the special election in Massachusetts, and certainly the little flurry of information that came about. You know, my favorite piece was that Scott Brown had won the first centerfold contest in Cosmopolitan, which meant that his nude male modeling was widely available for viewing once again. He also tried to give away his daughters, perhaps in the following in his footsteps. And so got a little clip there and got some musings on potential for Mr. Brown's career.
As always, I rely on Gail's love and support and that of our two lovely daughters. So I want to thank Ayla and Ariana for their help as well. And just in case anybody who's watching throughout the country, yes, they're both available. No. Only kidding. Only kidding. Ariana definitely is not available, but Ayla is. This is Ariana, and this is Ayla. Well, I can see I'm going to get in trouble when I get home.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there behold for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize." Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
My next guest went through 7,000 photographs that were submitted to for people wanting to become the centerfold of Cosmopolitan, the nude one, Cosmopolitan magazine. She never even asked me for a snapshot. Right. But she has a new book coming out in the fall entitled Having It All. Please welcome Helen Gurley Brown. Wow, you're as beautiful as ever.
Thank
beautiful
you.
Dress. Thank you. My goodness. That's all little, what do they call those things?
Paillettes.
Right? What is it?
Paillettes. P-A-I-L-E-T-T-E-S.
Oh, I thought there were sequins.
Either one.
You know, in Cosmo recently, you know I read Cosmo, you know, mm-hmm. we've mm-hmm. talked about that before. You had an article about the secret meaning of underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it stated that it was a real clue to erotic identity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, how is that a clue to erotic identity?
Well, if somebody is wearing asexual, unsexual underwear, it's quite obvious in men or women this underwear is boring, it's white, it's drab. It's probably made out of unsexual material like broadcloth, and it's too loose.
And that tells you something about the person. Either they don't care about sex or they just lost a lot of weight quickly.
Either one, if somebody's wearing that kind of underwear that has an exhausted look, it means that that person is not only asexual, but probably antisexual. It implies that he not only dislikes his own body, but all bodies. So you wouldn't want to fool around with somebody like that.
But wouldn't it be better if people like that wore it on the outside of their pants so you know it before it gets started? Well, what makes a man's underwear, decent? I mean, what would you call
acceptable?
Decent? Yeah, acceptable, decent.
Well, it depends on the personality of the wearer. If a man is young and conservative, he probably prefers plain white jockey shorts. He would think that boxer shorts were too conservative. Taking all this in, are you? Boxer shorts would be kind of fuddy-duddy and old-fashioned. Yeah. But of jockey shorts, there are two different kinds, and one is cut much below the navel. And if you have a nice flat body, a washboard tummy, that's the kind you probably would like.
Yeah.
But if you're a young mogul to be, a baby mogul, then you would probably like conservative white boxer shorts.
What about, you know, there's something men who are really like their bodies are sinking to their knees. What they can do, though... is what they can do is wear any kind of underwear they want, but wear a fake navel right above it. What about men? There are men, I understand, men who wear no underwear. Now, what is a woman's reaction to a man who wears no underwear?
Well, some women think that's very thrilling. It turns them on, and other people think it's utterly disgusting. So you're kind of on your own. You can't tell. Some women feel that if he's not wearing underwear, there's just no there when they get there.
Well, what kind of underwear do most women like men to wear? I mean, what is the favorite? Like, what? And in women's opinion, because men have their own. I mean, boxer shorts with the hearts on it. I think that went out in the 40s.
Well, probably colorful briefs, as long as he has a figure to go with them. And then some women are able to associate sex only with what their father or a first lover or a favorite lover wore. So it's hard to know what that is because you don't know who they were.
Yeah, well, I don't go for anyone in a diaper. Nowadays.
Stop, baby, son. 3 months, and if you text them on, I wanna be a man.
Tune in every Monday night on WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond or online at WRIR.org to hear the very best in rockabilly, surf, jump, blues, and funky old soul. So gather the family around the hi-fi, chili down those six canners, and slap grandma awake. It's time for the 12 Fluid Ounces Show.
Listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and this is Can't Stop the Music, and I'm P. Swan. Thank you for listening. It's 10:20. We're bringing you bubbly, cheesy goodness. Ended up with Lamb Chop, so I hear you're moving. The Undertones with Male Model, Helen Gurley Brown from The Tonight Show with David Brenner, talking about men's underwear. The Scotsman, a traditional Naughty Bits piece there, and Scott Brown himself, the newest senator from Massachusetts, an excerpt from his acceptance speech. America's a great place. We're going to keep reaching into our grab bag, but first, I want to let you know that WRI thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Manic Panic and Special Effects Hair Color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. Let's just keep reaching into that grab bag. Roy Zimmerman with My Conservative Girlfriend.
She's a real type A, and she's overinsured. Her favorite castaway is Thurston Howell III. She doesn't like big government, so it's no surprise I can be her lover long as I downsize. My conservative girlfriend got a tiny little heart full of passion. My conservative girlfriend, every Friday we go liberal bashing. She got the Supreme Court,
Supreme Court,
tattooed on her bum,
tattooed on her bum,
beside an autograph port,
autograph port,
dreamt of Donald Rum,
spelled.
From the day I checked her out from front to back, I knew her private sector could take up the slack. My conservative girlfriend got a tiny little heart full of passion. My conservative girlfriend, every weekend we go wilderness trashing. I close my eyes and I can see you ordering breakfast. You're having the spotted owl omelet. Whites only. Come on, baby. Raise my interest rate. Bust my union. Light my library fire. She only deals in quality narcotics and guns. Got a Mexican wallet made from real Mexicans. My conservative girlfriend got a tiny little heart full of passion. My conservative girlfriend, her white collar and her redneck are clashing. My conservative girlfriend, she's looking for a good tongue lashing. My conservative girlfriend, every summer we go Medicare slashing.
Your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes my way,
I'm gonna make it happen, get the world to love and embrace, buy all of the guns at once, and off into space.
Like a true nature's child, we were born to be wild, 'cause we're riding so high, never gonna die. Born to be wild. Born to be wild.
Restored Third Reich swizzle stick. Rosemary Baby. A dream date in knee pads with Paul Williams. A Maverick. A Montego. A Mark IV. A Mercedes. And for a Malibu. A Maserati. A Mac. A Mazda. A moped. A Winnebago. Hell, I heard of Winnebagos. We're giving them away. Or how about a McCullough chainsaw? A Mexican divorce. A solid gold canvas. Or a baby's arm holding an apple.
Wasn't kids are going for a bike ride, you make sure they wear a helmet. They insist on skateboarding, add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool, water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids three times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
You're listening to Can't Stop the Music. It's 10:41 here at WRIR, and I am P. Swan. Having a lovely evening, reaching into the grab bag, pulling out all kinds of treats for my listeners. That was the Swimming Pool Cues with Milk, and that is from a collection of songs by, it's escaping my memory, one of the prolific poets from the Duplex Planet Nursing Home. Before that, Yola Tango with Lewis from President Yola Tango and New Wave Hot Dogs. The Tubes with What Do You Want From Life. The Knitters with Born to Be Wild from the Modern Sounds of the Knitters. And Roy Zimmerman started off with My Conservative Girlfriend from Faulty Intelligence. Well, if you have anything nice to say, give me a call at 804-649-9737. You can check out the post where, and the playlist and details and fun pictures at WRIR.org. Thank you for listening. I am always happy to be here and appreciate those who make it possible. So what we've got coming up next is kind of a weird little something that's probably a lot more popular than I realized. Daft Punk, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
Make it better, do it faster, makes us. Animals, but not when they jump in front of your vehicle. You can't do much about the deer, but you can take action to reduce your chances of hitting one. Deer are most active at dusk and dawn, so go slower at those times and be alert, especially where deer crossing signs are posted. Always wear your seatbelt, and should a deer jump in front of you, don't swerve and risk losing control of your vehicle. Don't veer for deer. This message brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety.
You give it to number one to drive it home. She give it to number one to drive it home. Well, they give it to number one. Baby, let's have some fun. So put your lips close to mine and drive her home. She give it to number two to drive her home. she give it to number two to drive her home. She give it all them. What you give it to number two? Baby, just me and you. So put your lips on the mine and drive her home. Yeah. Hey man, put that hamburger down. Give me that milk. You don't want to shake that long. Well, you want to dance. Oh yeah. Yeah. Boy, you know this funk. Now what's she done now? She give it to number three. Uh-oh. To drive her home. She give it to number three to drive her home. Baby, 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 now give to number three. Baby, just you and me. So put your hips, I like that, close to mine and drive her home. Now what else she did? She give it to number four, drive her home. She give it to number four and drive her home. Whoa, she give it to number four. Oh Lord, come on mama and give me some more. So put your lips on the mine and drive. Wah, 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 yeah.
I never claimed to be well endowed. There's nothing that makes me stand out from the crowd. It ain't my intention to tell you some lies or to misrepresent my actual size. Actual size, actual size. I try to be honest when I advertise, 'cause I don't want it to be a surprise if you feast your eyes on my actual size. There was this girl that I dated last fall. She told me that size didn't matter at all. But when I applauded her for what she said, she added, except of course when you're in bed. Actual size, actual size. Hey, let's hear it for average guys. I didn't come here to proselytize, just to speak up in favor of actual size. Well, yeah, I'll admit the temptation is there to exaggerate what's in your underwear. But if you think you need to conceal all your flaws, then you're just like them women that wear padded bras. Actual size, actual size. There ain't no reason to wear a disguise. Be proud of your, you know, and don't stigmatize yourself for being actual size. Actual size, actual size. Beauty resides in the beholder's eyes. Let all of them other dumb jocks fantasize. Stand erect and be proud of your actual size.
sticky sweet romance. She makes you wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants. So you fantasize away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her saying, good girls don't. About the teachers that she hates, and she says she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home too late. She'll give you some tonight. So you start to make your play, 'cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying, good girls don't. Good girls don't. I should be telling you, good girls don't. But I do. And it's a teenage sadness that the one has got to taste. And in between age madness, till she sitting on your face. Good girls don't. Good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't. But I do. Good girls don't. Good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't.
The Knack with Good Girls Don't. Before that, Andy Corwin with Actual Size, Snook Zegan with Drive It Home, Glass Eye with Kicking the Dog from Bent by Nature, and Daft Punk with Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. I'm going to leave you with Bobby McFadden and Door to cue you up for all those pleasures that Stunted Development bring you. I am P. Swan. You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and Can't Stop the Music says goodnight.
Look, Igor, they're dancing. That's rock and roll. It looks like such fun. Come on, let's go haunt someone. Oh, Igor, don't you ever think of anything but business? Don't you ever think of girls?
Girls?
For the girls. You know, girls. That's sort of a vampire with a ponytail.
Oh, yes, girls. I think I strangled one once. Girls don't like me.
Well, they would like you if you'd only say nice things to them. Like when you meet a girl, say, Glorioski, what a beautiful neck.
I couldn't do that, Frankie. You know how I hate small talk.
Well, come on, Igor. Let's try to dance. It's easy. Look, I'll show you. One, two, three, four. Make a box.
A box? How big? 6 feet long?
No, Igor, no. It's not that kind of a box. Can't you forget about business for just 1 second?
I'm sorry.
You know, Igor, I've danced before.
You mean when they hung you?
No, no, now don't get smart. It was here that I danced. I wandered in here by mistake and sat down. A girl sent a waiter over to ask me to dance. And you know, Igor, for a waiter, he wasn't a bad dancer.
I still think we're wasting our time here when we could be out burying someone.
You know, Igor, this music sends me. Let's go out and dig up a couple of chicks.
Yeah, man, let's go to the forest lawn.
Now, Igor, get about business. Let's rock. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel it, Igor?